Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to another episode here in About Islam. My name is Nahila Morales, and today we're going to continue with the third part series. So today we're going to finish the third part of the Climbing the Spiritual Mountain. And so, inshallah, I'm going to give it a couple seconds for people to log on with Nida and to share this out myself. So, we have spoken about thus far about Islam as a whole. When we talk about the five pillars of Islam, we have spoken about the six articles of faith, and that was in the first session. So I do highly encourage anybody watching to go back and watch these three sessions, so inshallah they make sense to you and they're of benefit to you, inshallah. So today we're going to be talking a very important topic of the three. It's called Ihsan. And what that translates into, it's called excellence. And we're going to dive in a few minutes, just letting people log on and sharing it myself. So if you want to sit back and also share it with those who can benefit from this talk, inshallah, I greatly appreciate it. All right, let's get started. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah. So today we're going to be talking about excellence. And so one of the things I want to start with is it is important for us to acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want perfection from us, but He does want excellence from us. And so one of the things to remember when we're talking about this is to look into our everyday lives. When we get a brand new job, we are already looking to see what an excellent job we're going to do to get promoted. And so it's similar here when we think about the different components, right? The different components within faith. And so we talked about the six articles of faith. We talked about how important it is to have a relationship with the Quran, to learn the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his seerah is extremely important because we're able to go back and forth when we are going through tests, trials, and turbulence and challenges. And so the other thing to also remember is that this life is a test, and we hear that very, very often. But how often do we put it to practice when we are going through that test, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today. How to navigate this dunya, which is not home for us. Home is Jannah al-Firdaus. And that's one of the things that we need to make sure that we keep focused. Change. And so I'm always reminding him that I may not be there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there to guide him, to protect him. And it's up to him to do what is right, right? So Allah gave us free will. And so when we're talking about excellence, we want to make sure that we are worshiping as if he were in front of us. And so that's what essentially I really want to talk about today. And one way to go into this frame of mind, per se, is to remember our taqwa, right? Our God consciousness. How conscious are we on our day-to-day living? And what I mean by that is, are we doing things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we doing things to please His creation? So one thing is the creator and the other is the creation. And so Allah is very clear when He says that we need to be thankful to his creation. And it's as if we are thankful to him. But by the same token, when we're talking about excellence, we're talking about our character, we're talking about our behavior, we're talking about how is our demeanor to his creation, how are we treating one another. And so we know that there is obligation and there's voluntary, right? And so when we're thinking about excellence, we want to make sure that we are not only loving Allah, but that we are falling in love with Allah over and over again. And when we're able to do that, we're able to see the beauty in everything, including when we're going through tests and trials, because I see them as lessons. And when you reach a level of excellence, and may we all reach this level, bithnillah, we want to make sure that we are honoring our creator, that everything that is he's sending our way, there's a lesson behind it, and that we're not questioning it. I mentioned this story last week very, very briefly, but I think I need to dive a little bit more because it has really impacted myself as a revert, as a convert, and our community at Embrace, which is a organization I co-founded for revert care, convert care. And so there was a sister that it's been about 3 weeks since she passed. It'll be 3 weeks this Friday. But the level of excellency that she reached by the time she hit her deathbed, it was really impactful to witness from beginning to end. There was not a minute that she was complaining. On the contrary, she was making sure that every second and within every breath, she was worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that she was maintaining focus on her dhikr, on her love, everything that she learned up until this point. And mind you, she was a 2.5 year shahada, subhanallah. Some of us have been Muslim for 5, 10, 15, 20 years and have not reached this level of excellency. And so this is something important for us to check ourselves, because it's important for us to hold ourselves to a higher standard. And what I mean by that is we don't just want to be any ordinary average person. We want our creator to know our name. We want our creator, obviously he knows us, but we want him to know that we not only loved him, but we were in love with him. And it showed through our worship and obedience. And so the other thing is we don't just want to do our obligation. We want to exceed those deeds, right? And we want to make sure that we are doing our voluntary deeds and making sure that we go the extra mile because we are, again, seeking for that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way to keep ourselves on check is by always asking ourselves, would Allah be pleased with this action? Would Allah be pleased if I was angry and I lashed at someone? Would Allah be pleased if I got myself into riba when we know that it's haram, that it's not permissible? So asking these questions on a day-to-day basis, and this is why taqwa is so important, because God consciousness allows us to connect both and strive for that excellence and not just be ordinary individuals. And so we want to make sure that we are distinguished and that we become, you know, we have this connection and this relationship with our creator that others can actually see, right? Because when somebody comes to you and is going to backbite about someone, this kind of says something about you. But if someone retains themselves or abstains themselves or stops themselves from talking about someone in your presence, it's because that's what you've given out, right? That you will not allow any of this negativity and any of this sin around you. And so you want to reach to that level where you express it without saying it. and with those around you, respecting the fact that you love Allah so much, and they know that you love them so much, and you're seeking for that pleasure, that would, they would never put you in a situation where it would jeopardize your relationship or where it would cause any type of fitna. And so we want to make sure that when we are interacting also with Allah, and we want to check ourselves as far as how are we interacting with the people. The other thing is, when we think of excellence, we think about somebody being very pious and very religious, but that's not what Allah is talking about. And obviously, like I said in the beginning, Allah is not looking for perfection. That attribute is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has to be very, very clear to us. Because we are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to sin. That's in our nature, and Allah created us that way. Now, the thing is for us to stop, think, reflect, ask for forgiveness, and not commit those sins again. And that's how you start reaching that level of excellency. When you start reflecting, when you feel unease, when you feel like you might have cause someone, you know, also unease, or when you know that your creator is not going to be pleased with you, that's when you start feeling that shyness and that feeling of excellency. So it's important for us to also think that excellency is when we spend, here's another example, when we spend for the sake of Allah, in times of ease and in times of hardship. And what does that mean? That means that there's going to be times where ease, you know, you give your 2.5 zakat, which is obligatory upon every Muslim who's able to give it. But that's not all, that you go into making sure that Allah's creation is taken care of. And so you will go out of your way to give sadaqah. And you will not think for a minute, you know, that, oh, if I give, I might have less. And we have to understand that there's no individual that has ever gone into poverty for giving for the sake of Allah. Now, let's switch the coin. When we think about someone going through hardship and they give for the sake of Allah, you know, that's a level of excellency, because they know that their provision, their risk, comes from Ar-Razak, right? The provider, the one that gives us and the one that takes. And so this is what excellence is, that in times of ease, in times of hardship, you are God conscious that everything belongs to Allah and everything will return to Allah. And therefore you will do everything to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the other component of how to reach that excellency, or how to check ourselves, is when we get angry. You know, there's times where we have to swallow our anger, even when we're right. You know, when we do it for the sake of Allah, the reward is greater. Excuse me. And even when we withhold our anger, even though it's justified, but we want the pleasure of Allah, and so we let it go. We pick our battles. We're like, no, not today. I'm not going to allow to put myself in a situation that can cause more harm than good. And so we have to make sure that we are always checking our taqwa, right? And again, these two go hand in hand. Aside from anger, you know, oftentimes we get hurt based on expectations, and we should make sure that those expectations are never exceeding. We should never really have expectations on anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when people do hurt us, are we easy to forgive? Are we easy to go to sleep and, you know, with that peace in our hearts, knowing that we don't feel any resentment, any hate, and that we forgive the same way that we want our creator to forgive us? So a lot of this and the way we react and the way we start building our character is based on what we want in return as well, right? So for example, we want Allah to forgive us. So why is it so difficult for us to forgive others? Also, we want to obtain the mercy of our Creator. So why is it so hard for us to feel that compassion and that mercy for others? And these are things that we need to make sure that we're checking ourselves constantly to make sure that we're on that path, right? That we're climbing that mountain, that spiritual mountain, that we will get to that point. Obviously, it takes work. It takes a lot of patience. It takes for us to make sure we don't stop learning. We understand that knowledge is key and that it's an obligation upon us. Whether you're a convert, a revert, whether you were born in the faith, it's important for us to continue learning and continue learning about our Creator. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever memorizes the 99 names of Allah will enter Jannah. And so this is something that is beautiful. And when you get to know your Creator, that level of excellency starts to grow and you want to just please Him and no one else. So it's also important for us to never stop learning. Again, we want to hold ourselves to a higher degree, to a standard where we understand that everything we are doing is for our Maker. When we think of Ihsan, we should make sure that we are interacting with that love that we have for our Creator, for anything else that is surrounding us. And I know it sounds repetitive, but ultimately what we really want is to make sure that in any situation, and we're bound to have situations where, again, we're going to feel anger, we're going to feel disappointment, or we're going to feel like somebody hurt us. And so we need to make sure that we're able to acknowledge, validate those feelings, but also remember that that Allah is the most merciful, the most compassionate. And so we want to mirror that in the sense of we want that from Him. So we should give that to His creation. Let me continue with that story of Sister Cheryl, just because she continues, comes to mind. Her level of excellency up until her death, subhanAllah, not only was a dhikr there, but even after she passed, she seemed so at peace. And so the other day I did another lecture with another student of knowledge, and something he said, you know, that we are going to die. That we need to think about the way we're going to die. This is what we should be worrying about, right? We should be worrying about the way we are going to end. So this sister, who was only 2.5 years into the faith, subhanAllah, her last deed was giving dawah. We didn't know she was going to have a stroke that night, and just a few days later, she was going to pass. But ultimately, her last good deed was talking about the faith and talking about a campaign that we've been working on with Dr. Afia Siddiqui. And she was talking about our faith in a way as if she was a da'iyah for many, many years. And she captivated the attention of these two ladies that were sitting in front of us. And that's really how she ended, subhanAllah, in terms of good deeds. The other thing is, you know, I mention this very often in all my talks, but Allah is not looking, like we mentioned, for perfection, and He is not looking for us to give in greater amounts, but He is looking for consistency. And this is one of the things we tend to forget when we think we don't have anything, but we have more than we think we do. For example, if you don't have wealth, but you have time, we've heard many, many times that time is money. And essentially it is. Therefore, if you don't have the wealth, you have the time. And so volunteering, doing those extra voluntary good deeds, that will help you reach that excellency that we are all seeking and hoping to reach, inshallah. And really, my biggest worry every day, or my biggest, not worry, I would say, let me start two things. So in the morning, I always make my dua, and then I make an extra dua. I make the dua of the Prophet Sallam, and then I make an extra dua. And my dua really is very simple. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not take me until He is completely and utterly pleased with me. And I think that's very important for us, because that allows me to reflect every day to make sure that I am praying on time, that I am making sure that if somebody calls me in needs of me, I don't pass that to someone else or tell them, go here to this masjid, when I have the capability and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send that individual to me. So that's part of excellency, not pushing things aside, but taking full responsibility with the extra opportunities that Allah gives us on a day-to-day basis. And so the second part is, I'm always very conscious of death. And so Mu'adh bin Jabal once asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to instruct him, right? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, worship Allah as if you can see Him and prepare yourself for death. So I want to end with this, because it's important for us not to be afraid of death. I think most importantly is to be God conscious and be very aware of what is the state that you are going to die. I think that's more important. And so when we're trying to climb the spiritual mountain and we got our five pillars down pack, and we are giving our fellow believers, Muslims, their rights, and are practicing our six articles of faith, and are increasing and working on our iman. The part that we're talking about is excellency, making sure that it all works towards that portion. So when your last breath comes, you are not only at peace with yourself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very grateful, very happy, excuse me, to receive you. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to continue to seek for His aid, to continue to seek that knowledge, to continue to obtain His pleasure, His mercy, and His forgiveness. May we be of those that are motivated by His love and His compassion and His mercy. Again, you know, this is a platform for all of you. There is a campaign for all of you to partake on donating, on becoming part of those individuals that give for the sake of Allah. We never know what good deed will be the good deed that will allow us to enter Jannah. So take every opportunity. I always see these type of opportunities as investments for our akhirah. So I want to encourage all of you to donate to this platform for us to be able to continue, inshallah, working for the sake of Allah in bringing material and content for you. Again, my name is Nahila Morales, and I will see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.